As most of you careful readers know, political correctness down here on the partisan shores of the steamy equatorial South End is probably not one of our more valued virtues. Maybe because we're all trapped down at this skinny, dead-end, backwash cul-de-sac, we've learned, the hard way usually, that if we want to get along without civil war, we have to disagree without resorting to a full-blown arms race. And believe me, we disagree on almost everything. That's why we all ended up down here at the end of a tilting island, at the end of America, on the edge of a continental shelf, sliding herky-jerky under another tectonic plate. This week, the talk down at Jolene's Beauty Salon and Boutique revolved exclusively around the passage of the same-sex marriage bill. Scissors and tongues snipped and clucked, but Jolene says no blood was spilled. Ronald, her frothy new beautician, might have intentionally miscolored Miss Adeline's silver perm a tad on the electric blue side when she made the comment that gayness, seemed to her, was a lifestyle choice. But mostly the banter was affable. Rhonda Wilkins did wonder out loud if the bill's passage meant she and her no-account husband Tom's opposite-sex marriage would be annulled now. That's wishful thinking, Wanda blurted from two chairs away in the middle of a henna touch-up on the minister's missus, who steadfastly refused to be drawn into a curling iron showdown, and if Rhonda hadn't been curled herself and heat-lamped into her chair, she might have stormed out. But by the end of the drying cycle, she was cooled down and still unhappily married to the love of her life, whose zenith of ambition was to reach retirement before cirrhosis. So Valentine's Day on the metrosexual South End this year promises to be a cross between Mardi Gras and a pink St. Patrick's Day. Maybe no parades by the diner, but a lot of closets opened for an early spring cleaning. Believe me, the South End could always stand a little more love. And just in case Mrs. Adeline is right, some of us should think about renewing those old marriage vows, on the outside chance there really might be a statute of limitations.